Spectus Radio, your local stories, your local music, and local shows, now on DAB.
Got a special guest in the studio who sounds like he's a proper character. And so good morning, Giles. It's Giles Cooper, is it?
That's correct.
And just because this is really exciting. You brought in some bread. And it's not just any old bread, it's sourdough, which mm-hmm. just happens to be my favourite. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the things you brought in. Mm-hmm. But we're going to mix, bread with acting mm-hmm. in the next 10, 15 minutes.
Great. I love it.
So how did that come about then?
I trained as an actor over 25 years ago now. And as anyone who knows anything about the acting profession is, sometimes you're in work, but most of the time you're not. And when you're not in work, you've got to keep the wolf from the door, and so you take on different jobs. And sometimes it's, waitering, and sometimes it's working in offices or telemarketing. And about 5 years ago, I fell into baking. And so I started to learn how to bake at bakeries in London, where I lived at the time. And I was able to combine that with my acting jobs when they came through. And so what's happened is, whilst I've been baking, I started thinking, has anyone actually done anything with baking on stage, explaining what goes on behind the scenes, what actually happens at night, who bakes the bread, what about this strange, extraordinary world? And that's where the play came from. I just sat down during the winter here on the island and wrote it all out. And now I'm going to be performing it at the Ventnor Fringe in a couple of weeks' time.
That is so unique, isn't it?
I mean, I hope so. I can't think of anything specifically, anyone who's done something like this before, but we'll see.
I mean, I'm just hearing Del Boy now say, we've found a gap in the market, Rodney.
That's it, isn't it? You've got to find the gap in the market.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So which do you enjoy most?
Oh, that's tricky. Because they've both got very close to my heart. I guess acting, first and foremost. I absolutely love telling stories. I love entertaining people, making them laugh, making them cry. And I'm very lucky that I've been able to do some extraordinary stuff on stage. A few nice pieces in film and TV and things like that. But the great thing is about the baking is I absolutely love going in and creating all this wonderful bread, pastries, brioche baguettes, all sorts of things, and then see it not just at the bakery. I work at the Lost Mill Bakery in Cowes, but also we also wholesale across the island. So you've got places like the Garlic Farm and Harvey Brown's and the Ventnor Exchange. Who will enjoy it. So that's a thrill. So it's actually really hard to sort of, pick one.
It's a great story, it really is. So did you say you learnt how to bake during lockdown?
Yeah, that's right. So the story actually begins in 2019 when I was doing a show called Toast, which is about the food writer Nigel Slater and his early years.
Yeah.
And I was performing that. I was playing young Nigel on stage in the West End. And I became friends with Nigel through the process. And when the pandemic hit, all acting work stopped. And he rang me and he said, are you looking for some work? And I said, yeah, sure, absolutely. And he said, I'm not sure if this would appeal to you, but I need somebody to come to my house and test some recipes because I'm writing this new cookbook. And I didn't quite appreciate just what a dream job this could be for a few people in the world. But I said, yeah, all right, because I wasn't really doing anything else. And went along, and what I learned through working with Nigel that summer excited me so much that when we sort of could go out and start working properly again, I got involved in production kitchens and then through that into bakeries and stuff. So really, you have Nigel Slater to blame for all of this.
Wow. I remember the pro, because it was a stage show, but obviously it was a TV drama as well, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And I remember watching that.
Yeah.
And thinking, because was it his mum or his dad that taught him how to cook?
It was his mum, but who inspired him. And then the awful thing is, the tragedy is, she suddenly dies. He's quite young at the time, and then he has to sort of fight on, basically, with his father, who's a very complex relationship with his stepmother, who he doesn't get on with at all. But she's also quite a brilliant cook, so there's a lot of sparring between the two of them. And then he just learns and develops his cookery. I really should know more. That was 6 years ago now. So.
I'm tempted to go. I mean, you're inspiring me to go home and watch it again because it was a really, really. I always remember thinking and watching him in the kitchen and thinking, I wish he lived next door.
And
that would be good. The only thing I would take up with him was who has a bit of leftover salmon? You know, the size that you cook with.
I know. No one's got duck in the fridge on a Thursday night, Nigel. Okay? Sorry, it's not Highbury.
Have you kept in touch?
Yeah, we have.
You have?
Great. He's wonderful. He's very excited about this project. And although he thinks it's a continuation of Toast, obviously my show is called The Night Baker. That show is Toast, so there's a theme, you know.
Fantastic. So this is what people are going to see at the Ventnor Fringe.
Ventnor Fringe, we're on from the 24th. Well, it's 24th, 25th, 26th in Ventnor, 9 p.m. It's the final weekend of the Fringe, and I'm really excited. I've lived on the island for a year, but I haven't managed to go to the Fringe properly yet. But
you're in for a real treat. Obviously, it comes under the heading of the Can You Hear Us project as well, which is part of it, which is going to be huge.
Yes.
Ventnor Fringe, it's been going a few years now, and every year it seems to get bigger and bigger. But I'm just picturing, how does this all work? Without giving too much away, how does it all work? You're going to be cooking and acting at the same time.
There'll be some shaping of dough and some little bread and pastries and things like that. Unfortunately, I can't wheel an entire oven on to the stage. Much as I kind of like the initial thoughts were, that would be quite fun. But I hope there are a few little surprises in there. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's also people will hopefully learn a few things about what actually goes on and the process and the mechanics of it all. The stresses and strains, but just managing being alone for all that time at night, which is, it's an unusual time anyway for any human being, the night time, when, you know, you're not coming into contact with anyone else. So
you're on stage all by yourself. There's no one else with you.
No one else.
How long for?
An hour.
An hour?
Mm-hmm.
Crikey. When did, I mean, you've obviously been acting many years. So that's never, I would imagine, you know, early days may have done, but as you get older, you think, okay, so it's a one-man show and it's just you. I mean, when did you realise that, and it's just me and for a whole hour? Does it ever worry you, concern you, or is it?
It absolutely terrifies me. It wakes me up all times of the night. Now that I'm taking a break from baking, I'm able to focus on the show, I can actually sleep at night. No, it's terrifying. I mean, it's exhilarating and it's really fun to push myself. I haven't done anything like this before. I've certainly not written anything and performed it myself before. So, yeah, it's a big challenge. But it was odd. When I wrote it sort of rattled out of me very, very quickly. Some people say the writing process can be quite arduous, but I think all those years, I've been working away, it's been building and being constructed in my head. So just sort of sat down and started typing, and then suddenly there it was. And I was like, oh, okay, that's exciting. I better perform it now.
It sounds like it should be fun. Is it? It's not a serious thing, is it? Or is it?
There are serious parts to it. There is also a bit of comedy. I don't want to pigeonhole it, really, because there's lots in there. Some people might sort of see it as a bit more of a kind of a class or a bit of a sort of bakery lecture. It's not a lecture at all. It is a show. It is a show, so.
Right. Do you come out in the, I'm guessing, whites, is it? Do you?
Not whites, but I come out in my chef's outfit. My baker's. Baker's outfit, absolutely.
So what colour is a baker's outfit?
A baker's outfit can be many colours. I mean, the traditional colour is white, obviously. I have worked in bakeries where that's, you know, you can if you want, but pretty much people wear whatever is most comfortable and obviously complies with health and safety rules. We veer away from black, though, generally, because that's never a great look when you're handling flour.
Well, I guess so white would be better then, because it
white
wouldn't show up anything.
White is
it?
Generally better. Yeah, exactly.
So then you were in London and then thought, I'll move to the island.
Moved to the island and I had a look and saw what bakeries there were on the island, and I contacted Tom Fincham, who is the Samson of Sandown. He is The man is extraordinary. He can crush a potato in one hand. He is the boss of the Lost Mill bakery in Cowes. And he's a bread magician, a wizard. I absolutely love him. Gave me a job right there and then on the spot. Said, absolutely, when can you start? And that was, yeah, that was a year ago. And bless him, I turned around and said to him about a month ago, so I think I'm going to take some time off and go and do this play. And he said, great, right in the middle of summer, just when I need you the most. Thanks. So thank you, Tom, for allowing me to do this.
You're all right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be fantastic. What's next? You're writing, you're in the zone, you've written one. What happens now after that?
I mean, I've got a film coming out, not entirely sure when. I filmed it a while ago. It's the stage version of Prima Facie, which was a big West End and Broadway hit with Jodie Comer. Jodie didn't do the film, actually. It was Cynthia Erivo. So I have a couple of nice scenes with her. And for anyone who doesn't know who Cynthia Erivo is, she's the Green Witch in Wicked.
Thanks for that. I'm not
quite all right. You had a look on your face, and it's fair enough. To some people, they know exactly who she is.
I knew Jodie Comer was.
Okay, great.
Now I know who she is as well, so that's fine.
Okay. And then I've got a couple of theatre things on the mainland, so I'm going to go and do those before hopefully being able to come back to my baking world.
Wow. And in your baking world, what's your speciality?
Oh, my speciality. It's got to be bread. It's got to be sourdough. The absolute, the classic. Flour, water, salt. That's all you need. Three ingredients. Just know how to put it all together.
Okay.
And have the patience and the time.
And what is the, just say for instance, if you were working on something new, something Gilesy, something yours, are you working on anything at all that you think, oh, I haven't mastered that yet, or I'm going to do my own version of it?
I started making this sourdough loaf with vintage cheddar and pickled jalapeno.
Whoa.
And it's good. It's not there yet. It's good. It's getting there. But it is, in my mind, the ultimate cheese toasty bread. So what you do is I make the bread and then you take it home and then you toast it with cheese. So you put cheese on cheese with some jalapeno, and then, I mean, you could just keep stacking it on, but I absolutely love it.
Sounds nice. It does sound nice. So you're working on that as well.
Yeah.
How great. I mean, when you started talking about, an actor, being honest. I mean, you were very honest when you said sometimes you work, sometimes you don't, and you've got to find a way of, earning some money.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful thing. Before you reached that point, did you have any interest in did you ever think it would, if I went back 7 or 8 years, so got any interest in bread? This is 2017. Have you got any interest in being a baker?
I think I always enjoyed from childhood. I always enjoyed baking. I always enjoyed the sort of, which is odd because I wasn't very good at chemistry. But baking essentially is chemistry. It's temperature and it requires a detail and a level of precision that if you get one element wrong, then the whole thing collapses. So I really enjoy getting it just right and seeing the results, whether it's a brownie or a cake or something like that. And that's been with me all throughout my life.
Right.
But it wasn't until I started sort of, because, somebody said to me 7 years ago, could you just make a loaf of bread? I wouldn't know where to begin. I just don't even know. And to be taught how to do that, and realize actually it's not that complex. It's quite easy. You just need a few couple of key things. And then away you go. If you're interested in it. Some people aren't. Some people sort of go, oh, no, actually, I...
Well, you said just now you just need flour, water...
Salt.
Salt.
That's it.
And then what do you do then? You just mix
it up?
So
what you're going to do is obviously one of the key ingredients as well is yeast. But you create the yeast for sourdough by mixing flour and water together. But you mix the flour and water together a few days, weeks, months, depends, before, to create your yeast culture or starter. It has a few different names. There are many, many different ways to make sourdough. But from that, you get your yeast, and then you'll put it into water, flour, mix that around, let it rest. Then you add your salt in, mix it, And then it's a process of mixing, resting, folding, shaping, dividing, putting them into these little wooden baskets, or we call them bannetons. And then you let them sleep and rest and develop and proof. And any bakers listening to this right now will be like, what are you saying? And
you've given away all the secrets.
I'm giving away something. And then you bake it. And that's basically, I mean, that, you know, that's making sourdough.
Wow.
Or one way.
It sounds like a whole load of fun. Have you got like a section where you work and where people can kind of just come and watch?
The kitchen, we outgrew the bakery. The bakery is opposite the Red Jet, the high speed, the passenger.
Oh right,
in Cowes.
Yeah.
And we actually outgrew that bakery, so we're now in a production kitchen a little bit further down Cowes High Street, which actually isn't open to the public. But who knows? Maybe one day we can give people a tour.
Put you on stage with you. Yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. You start selling tickets as well, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Hey, look, it sounds fantastic. And I must admit, just tell me what day you're playing, because I really want to come and see this.
Great. So Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, and Sunday the 26th. Ingram's Yard in Ventnor, 9 p.m. for an hour.
Is it, because it's after 9 o'clock, is it a little bit naughty, or is it, you know,
I don't think young children would enjoy it. I mean, there are a couple of choice words in there because I want it to be vaguely, you know, true to what goes on at night.
Yeah.
sometimes I let slip. I would never dream of saying something right now on the radio, but yeah, after 9 p.m. I thought, yeah, I can slip the occasional word in.
Do you know what? I get the feeling this is going to be a really, really good one. I really do. I get that feeling. I get that vibe from you.
Oh, thank you.
That this is going to be really well worth putting yourself out for and going to have a look at least one of those nights during Ventnor Fringe. Hey, look, Giles, thanks so much for coming in. Thank you for the bread as well.
My pleasure. Enjoy.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. And we'll hopefully see you again soon.
Excellent. Thanks so much.